Well, Mark, first things first, you had to beat Derbyshire tonight and hope other results went your way. And possibly at half-time, saying that Lancashire only scored 124 against Warwickshire, you may have thought that they hadn't done you a favour, but Warwickshire lost.
Yeah, I think half-time, Collie was telling us that I think we were going to have to try and win by about 60 runs or something. That was the target he was setting first and foremost. I don't know what calculations were happening, but we gave ourselves a chance, and the lads did a fantastic job on what was a very good surface to restrict Derby.
You got off to a good start with Keaton Jennings, put a decent partnership on. Then your partnership with Callum McLeod for the second wicket was the greatest for any wicket for Durham in 2020.
Oh, very nice. I think it's the thing that's probably been missing throughout the campaign so far. It is the partnerships, and they're key. If you get two lads set, scoring in different areas and getting the feel for how things are going, it just keeps building that momentum and allows you to post the bigger totals, which we're then able to defend.
Callum made 83, which is his biggest score for Durham in a T20. You were in the 80s as well. You were just shy of your best score for them.
It was a good night for us both. Like you say, that partnership turned out being a record. And I think it was probably both going to be our last T20s on this ground. So it was nice to put in a performance for the fans before we depart.
We all know about what's happening with you. You've announced you're going to Surrey. I would imagine, from a personal point of view, it's been quite an emotional few weeks. Everybody goes through the mill when they're thinking about switching careers and changing jobs.
I'd say it's probably been the toughest few weeks of my life, to be honest. And finding a way to deliver that news was tough. And it certainly took a toll on my performances while I was going through that period. Now it's out in the open. Hopefully I can get back to playing at the best of my abilities and hopefully winning some silverware with Durham for this season.
Well, you've got two back-to-back 50s this week, one in the One Day Cup against Warwickshire and this performance today. Do you feel like you're a man with a weight off your shoulders now?
Yeah, absolutely. A clear mind's key for batting. There's a lot of things going on. You've got the ball coming down at various speeds and there's a bit of spin on it, whatever, and you've got to be as clear as possible subconsciously as much as anything to perform. And it was clear from the performance I'd made, I wasn't in a great place, but that's all out in the open. So, like I say, hopefully, long may that continue from now to the end of September.
You've mentioned you've got your England ambitions. I think a key thing about going down to Surrey as well must be Michael Divinuto. He's one of your heroes, isn't he?
Yeah, without doubt. Divo's an absolute legend in my eyes and in many other people's as well. I think the opportunity that came about to work with him on some fantastic surfaces down there, he's had experience at the top level with likes of David Warner and Steve Smith, so to try and unlock, hopefully, what international potential there is left within me. I've got a short window to try and achieve that, and that's the main aim and ambition of the move, to get the best out of myself in the next couple of years while I've still got a chance to play for England.
You mentioned Callum McLeod, his last game here as well in T20. He got to his 50 and it looked a very muted celebration from him. He looked a bit forlorn, really, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it's an emotional time, obviously, finding out that he won't be here next year. We're both not going to be here for different reasons, but it's pretty tough, and I guess you reach them milestones in a game that requires big performances, and to not get too carried away. He was obviously viewing the bigger picture of what we were trying to achieve tonight, and that was to win this game and hopefully get into the quarterfinals, which thankfully we've achieved.
You've got Gloucestershire away. It couldn't be more difficult, could it? You've had some tricky away games in quarterfinals in the T20 over the years. This has got to be as tough as any of them.
I think they're a pretty formidable team at home. That's why they finished top of the group, but they don't know much about us. Obviously, they'll try and do what homework they can, but after a performance like tonight's, we'll go down there full of confidence and give it everything we can, because it's a one-off game. Whoever turns up and performs best on the night goes through to finals day, and that'll be a fantastic achievement for this group.
And in a perfect world, you're away at Taunton next weekend. It would be nice if the powers that be could schedule that match for a Monday night in Bristol on the way back from Taunton, wouldn't it?
It would be, but you know the schedule that Durham lads usually get dealt. It'll probably be a nightmare schedule to come, but fingers crossed it would fit in nicely, and we could go down there and get the win.
Thanks very much.